SUV plows through Wisconsin Christmas parade, over 40 injured, 5 dead. By Paul Bois on November 21, 2021. A horrific incident occurred in Waukesha, Wisconsin. On Sunday when an SUV plowed through crowds of people attending a Christmas parade. Update, the city of Waukesha's Twitter page confirmed. 5 people are deceased and over 40 are injured, as of midnight Central Standard Time. Update, Waukesha officials say they have transported 11 adults and 12 children to local hospitals. The city's police chief, Daniel Thompson, said, there were some fatalities in the tragic incident. The White House released a statement about the situation. Update, city and law enforcement officials confirmed during a news conference that a person of interest has been taken into custody, but no identity was given. Update, the location of the vehicle allegedly involved has been found, according to reports. Update, there has been one confirmed death, according to ABC 7 Chicago. Though details remain scarce as of this writing, according to WISN. The mass casualty incident occurred at 4:15 p.m. when the driver plowed over crowds of people at the Waukesha Christmas Parade, injuring dozens of people. Video of the moment has since gone viral. One particularly bone-chilling video showed the driver barreling through the street within inches of a dancing toddler. Another video appeared to show gunfire barreling from the vehicle, though it was not exactly clear if it originated from someone in the crowd. One witness told WISN that the driver hit the dancing grannies, where at least one person flipped over the hood of the SUV. The driver kept plowing and did not stop. One witness estimated that the vehicle was traveling at 40 miles per hour. Wisconsin Treasurer candidate Angelito Tenorio, who attended the event, tweeted, "After my family, campaign manager, and I finished marching in the Waukesha Christmas Parade, we witnessed the horrifying incident at the parade. We are all safe. My thoughts are with the injured and their families, and my thanks go out to first responders for their quick actions." As of this writing, the identity of the driver remains unknown and at large, with no indication as to whether or not the event was a terrorist attack or an accident. At least 30 people have been reported injured with no current count on possible deaths.